One.
Okay, as we're moving along with Maggid, so the portion of the Haggadah of Maggid is, of course, the Kiyum for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the primary mitzvah unique to this night of the year at the Seder. So it's important to mention that in many places it's brought down that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik was Makbid when he reached this part of the Seder, or at the beginning of the Seder, to instruct his family and anyone who was there about the unique nature of this mitzvah. Because after all, we do have a mitzvah, as we find in the Haggadah, every morning and every night, to say Kriya Shma. And in Kriya Shma, we mention Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So what makes the Leil Seder and Maggid so unique if this L'chor is a mitzvah that really applies every day of the year, twice a day? So he cited a number of differences. There may be additional ones. Different Sfarim count more, but the Emek Bracha and others mention at least these three. Number one, the Seder, at the Seder, the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be performed in a question and answer format. Number two, at the Seder, where Maschil B'Gnos and Messiah B'Shvach, we recount the progression of history from the low points straight through the culmination at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we start as early as Terach of Yavram. And I believe the Rambam says even the predecessors of Terach are also included. In Kriyat Shema, we're merely mentioning the fact that Hashem redeemed us from Egypt, but it doesn't include a whole history with a whole process and background. Number three, at the Seder, it's also imperative to explain the reasons behind the mitzvahs that emerge from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Namely, when we get up to Rav Gamliel Omer, Kol Shel Omer, Shlosh Devarim BePesach, LeYotzei Yedei Chavoso, Pesach Matzah Maror, where we go into the background and the time we have mitzvahs that the Torah provides for us as to why we are performing these three mitzvahs. Okay, and actually the Emek Bracha demonstrates how the sequencing of the Haggadah is meant to point this out so that as you read the Haggadah, it's hinted to us that these are the three components that make the mitzvah unique at the Leil Seder, as opposed to Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim every day of the year. If you think about it, when you recite Kriya Shema, so the only pasuk that directly addresses Tzitzis Mitzrayim is Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'aretz Mitzrayim Li'os Lachem Le'elokim, and then we say Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS, and that's the end of Kriya Shema. MS is really part of the next paragraph, but that's the end of Kriya Shema. So it's one pasuk. So it doesn't have a question and answer format. It's not Maschil B'Gnos Messiah Mishrach. It's right to the point. And it certainly doesn't include the background behind the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Maror. So that's what's different about the mitzvah on this specific occasion. Moving along with Maggid, many people get confused trying to keep up with the Haggadah to see when the matzahs are supposed to be covered, when they're supposed to be uncovered during the Seder, and in particular during Maggid, where it seems like we go back and forth sometimes. So the rule is as follows. As the baseline, the matzahs are supposed to be uncovered during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the essence of Maggid. And as we said last time, the definition of lechem oni that we use to refer to matzah includes lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe. Besides the pashup shot, it's the lechem that a poor man eats. Like we said yesterday, yachatz represents the breaking of the portion, the ration of bread that an oni has, and he'll put away the rest for later. But another aspect of lechem oni is lechem she'onim olav dvarim harbe, that we detail much of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim while the matzah is out in front of us. But that's why it should be uncovered as the baseline during Maggid. But there are occasions when we pick up the cup of wine, the second one, which we just refilled to say Maggid at a little bit earlier. And whenever we do that, Memele, we cover the matzos. This is really for the same reason that we cover the challahs on Shabbos when we recite Kiddush or the like. And as a result, giving attention to the wine before the matzah, even though the bracha for the matzah really should take precedence over the wine, is the reason why we cover the matzah. This happens, for instance, when we say Vishamda. Vishamda, the minhag is to lift up cup of wine. So when we give attention to the wine like that, we cover the matzah, and when we put down the cup of wine after Visha Amda, we uncover the matzah again and continue with Maggid. Then again, when we prepare for Hallel at the end of Maggid, and we'll be lifting up the cup of wine as well, at that point, we cover the matzah again, and that's how you can figure out the pattern very simply. When we get up to the Makos, first Damva each Vesimros Ashon, then enumerating each one of the 10, and then finally the acronym, the Tzach Hadash Bachav, so there's a minhag to remove a drop of wine for each one of those items that are mentioned. Some people spill it off a little bit, others dip a finger in and drop it on the side. And there's a way by which we recognize that although we are the beneficiaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles, and that truly is what Yetzias Mitzrayim, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about, there's still an element of sensitivity that has to exist for the loss of life that occurred in the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this parallels a medrash that explains why does we don't say Halal Shalom at the end of Pesach when we remember Kriyas Yamsuf, specifically on the seventh day of Pesach, but really after the first days. We know when it comes to a Yontif like Sukkot, Sukkot is 7 days, 8 days, which means Atzeres. We say Halal Shalom every single day. So why is it that Pesach is different, that we only say Halal Shalom on the first day or first 2 days of Pesach and Kutzlaritz? So the Pashut that the Gemara tells us in Erechin is because on Pesach, every single day had the same carbon musaf. There was no difference in the maftir that we read on each day of Pesach, through the first days, the last days, and Chol Hamoed. So it's essentially, in a certain sense, one long yontif. Whereas Sukkot, every day is different carbonus, and therefore each one has a different musaf that we read and daven. As a result, it's a new introduction of a yontif as we proceed through the 8 days of Sukkot. So each one calls for a new mechayev of halal. When it comes to Pesach, since it's all the same, we only have a chiyuv for halal shalom once, and every other day is halal, is chatzi halal. Another pshat, though, that's brought in the poskim that comes from the medrash is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu silenced the Malachi Asharis from singing Shira when the Egyptians died at the Yamsuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my handiwork, my creations are drowning the sea, and you're singing? It's inappropriate. So as a result, because we have a sensitivity to that, we remove a little bit of wine from the cup when we recount the ways that the Egyptians were punished through the Esther Makos. But in any case, we add a little wine to refill the cup. Some people do it right then after removing the wine during the Makos, and some people refill it immediately before they say Hallel at the conclusion of Magid. Okay. Throughout Magid, it's incumbent on the Baal Bayis to translate and explain everything to the best of his abilities, according to the understanding of people around the table, especially if they don't understand the Hebrew and the Haggadah. It used to be very common for women to be altogether unfamiliar with Hebrew, because the educational system was very different, not to mention the younger children. Poskim even mentioned that one of the Rishonim had a practice of saying the entire Haggadah in the vernacular, so that everyone understood, because that's the point. It's the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It may be that certain family members are unable to be present for the entire Magid. Maybe those are helping out. Some of them are helping out in the kitchen or whatever it may be. The baby's crying. Baby needs to be changed, and they're unable to sit at the table for the entire time. So they should be called in at least for the Esser Makos, when we describe a little taste of the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed in Mitzrayim, and for Rav Gamliel, Koshal Amar Shoshal Dvarim Pepesel Yosodei Chavoso, the Pesach Matzamar, through the end of Magid, through the drinking of the second cup. Those are the most essential parts of Magid that nobody should miss. After Hal, the conclusion of Magid, is a special brach of Asher Galonu. We drink the second cup. Then Rachza, we wash our hands for the matzah. Here the Mishnah Berurah recommends that a person be mitame yadav in some way, maybe touching his shoes or using the bathroom, before he washes his hand and tails hidayim for matzah. The reason for that is because we washed not so long ago for the karpas when we were up to Urchatz, and it's entirely possible that a person hasn't actually touched anything that would disqualify the effects of the previous washing. And if I'm going to wash again and make a bracha, it could be bracha vatala. So this avoids any question in that regard if I'm mitame my yadayim before I wash again. But this is only a chumrah. Mikra, didn't we assume that the initial Netil Sidayim did not count for the current need to wash because it was done specifically with no intention of beginning the Suda or making Hamotzi? But L'Rav Chalimilso Biralacha mentions that this is a proper practice. Okay, Motzi Matzah. Following information bears primarily on the Baal Bayis who's making the Bracha and has his own matzahs in front of him, but it's good to be mindful. And as we mentioned yesterday, whenever possible, the more people can have their own sets of three matzahs, especially with a large, there's a large representation at the Seder, it makes things more streamlined and more halachically proper, make sure everybody gets enough matzah. So you have three matzahs. We broke one of them already at Yachatz. Baal Bayis first makes hamotzi while lifting all three matzahs for two and a half, although Svaradim and those who follow the Vilna Gaon only have two to begin with, and they're only left with one and a half, but let's assume you have three. So now you lift the two and a half that remain. You make the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Then the Baal Bayis drops the third matzah back onto the plate and makes the second bracha of Al-Achilas Matzah, Shekhar Shem Sapasivano, Al-Achilas Matzah on the top two or top one and a half that are still in his hands. And when you say Achilas Matzah, Al-Achilas Matzah, or you answer Amen to the bracha, you should have in mind that that second bracha also goes for the Afikomen. Talk about that maybe a little bit later in Shir today. Some Rishonim hold that the formal fulfillment of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah at the Lel Seder is the last kezayis, the Afikomen, rather than the first kezayis that you're eating right now with the Hamotzi and making the bracha of Achilas Matzah on. And for that reason, some say, the Shulah recommends that a person should not say any Dvarim B'Talim at the Seder for the entire length of the meal, after they wash until they get to the Afikoman to avoid an avoid a hefsek. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik reportedly held that this is in fact the way a person should be noheg and would not interrupt at all from the time he washed Motzi Matzah, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, all the way to the end when he ate the Achilas Afikoman. Talmidim relate that when Moshe Tversky, who was killed a number of years ago in Harnof, when he used to say of this in Shir, he would then become very animated and say, Dvarim B'Talem, who could possibly speak Dvarim B'Talem when every single word at the Seder is a possible kiyum of Supersedious Mitzrayim? There's no way a person could possibly speak Dvarim B'Talem. Not always so practical, but for great people on a high level, they strove to try to be Mekayimus Indian as well, and take into account the opinion of the Rishonim behold that the final Achila, then the Afikoman, that's the one that fulfills the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, even though it's at the end of the Seder.